I'm not sure why the recording's on or off. Anyway, they were upset about the website not being able to log in. But again, just walking him through and realizing that they were using an old email address really made them feel comfortable. And that's what I was going to say. Sometimes the easiest conversations are the ones where the people are having the problems, even though we might look at those and think, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a difficult conversation. I think the ones that aren't, the conversations aren't happening are the ones that are difficult. Because if you think about it, there, for as many people who are reaching out to us, there's probably just as many people who've tried to get on, can't get an order, or can't find their email or their, you know, way through the new system. So that's where this customer service needs to be stepped up at this time and make sure that we're reaching out to people who are on your customer list and that you want to make sure that they're able to navigate the system. How are things going? And just ask them straight up, you know, have you checked out the new website? How's it going? Do you need any help with logging in? And then from that point, you can, you know, help them walk through, or what it, like Linda suggested, if they want to sit next to you and if you're able to do that, or, you know, if we need to just walk them through or just make sure that they're doing okay. So those are the ones that I think we really need to pay some extra attention to, the ones who maybe aren't reaching out to us quite yet.
Denise, and can I just add, it's Teresa.
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. I just wanted to add that I think, and this is when you just said reaching out and handling it, and this is such a great opportunity to show your customers that you provide, you know, just amazing customer support. Because, you know, I've been able to walk through some situations with some customers, like you said, get on the computer with them or call Shackley for them. And it's just a great way to just re-show them that you provide amazing customer support. And in all the cases, once they knew they had someone there, at least for my situations, to help them, they were happy. They were happy as clams. They were like, okay, great. I've got somebody here that's going to walk me through it, or somebody here that's going to resolve the, you know, challenge. But it just went back to say at the end of the calls, they were like, oh, thank you for taking care of this. And so it's just a great way to rebuild that bond with a customer, strengthen it, right?
Yes.
I think if we look at it that way.
Yes, yes.
By the way, I just want to share
thank
one
you.
Other thing. This is Laureen. That's a great point also. And the interesting thing was, and I don't know how everybody's handling this, I found out about this auto ship because an order came through for a decent amount of points, and I knew this person was in debt, and I called her, and then she was very upset that the auto ship went out. So I was calling to say, hey, you know, I see you put your order through, and just kind of say hi and catch up, and that's how I found out about the auto ship, right? But my question to everybody right now is, I believe now when orders are going out for the distributors and I'm not sure also for the customers, if they're not your customers, it doesn't show now on the order sheet, right, when you get the notification, the customer care notification, it doesn't show who that upline sponsor is, right? Am I correct about that?
I was printing out orders last night. I did not see that. So I know there were some adjustments they were going to do at some point, I think, on the orders. And I'm sorry to answer for you, Denise, if you had something else to say. I just happened to be printing those out yesterday. So I think you're correct. I did not see that.
Yeah, because with that particular woman, I happened to know where she was in depth, and I gave her a call. But I think there's a lot coming through that I have, you know, and I'm sure when I say I, all of us, we have no idea who these people are, you know. So that's another thing. I guess hopefully that'll get straightened out soon enough.
There are definitely some glitches, right? And so I know that Shackley is, if you see a glitch or if you see something that you would like them to change, I know that they're taking suggestions on that, and, of course, if they get a bunch of us to say, look, we need to know who the upline is, or I think that the previous emails were a little bit easier to read, in meaning you could also see where the product was shipped. Sometimes people ship to a friend or a family member or someone else, and I haven't been able to see that on mine. The pictures are pretty, but I know what Vital Lead looks like. Like, that's my thought on that. I'd rather know, you know, who it's going to, like you said. So I'm going to make sure that I put that suggestion in.
That's a great point, actually.
And I would imagine time goes on, they will make some changes. You know, they've had a lot going on, right? So I imagine they would, but sorry, you were going to say something. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just going to say that I think under the circumstances, they did a great job when you consider really what the feat was to get this rolled out. And I think Denise was saying, you know, Shackley's been so wonderful about, you know, being present to you know, getting the emails answered and the questions answered and getting people through the process, even with what Heather did was really incredible. So it's a matter of time. It will get straightened out, but it's a great point too.
Well, and today and this week they're continuing. I don't know what today's schedule is because I know they had a different one, and I know you probably have mentioned the Zoom events. But that would be a great place too, where you can type in the chat. They're doing the live Zooms for support, and you could mention that, you know, will they consider changing these orders at some point, you know, printouts or do something. So that's a place where you can put some questions in, and Shackley Corporate is seeing them. So because I've typed some questions and, you know, gotten answers right away. So that's still going on this week.
Great reminder. That is on my list to do, is let everybody know about the 12 noon, at least Central Time. Is it Central Time for us, 12 noon? The Zoom that will be taking place. So make sure that you check in the Facebook page or Shackley Facebook page or Team Blacken Facebook page. I believe the information for that is noted on there. But, yeah, a great place to learn some stuff, a great place to ask some questions as well. Good morning.
Hi. It's Jackie. I was listening to you guys, and the other thing about letting them know how you'd like things and asking them questions about are we going to see this change or that change, the more they hear it, the more importance is placed on it. So it's real, real important just to go in, even if you don't have the whole time to stay on the Zoom, go in, put your questions and comments or email to Shackley because they're listening. But, of course, the more they see something on one topic, they're going to Zoom in on that. You know,
sure.
They know we want it. A lot of us want it.
Shackley has always been great about listening to the field. And the more they hear it, the more they realize it's something that we're requesting. So good point. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how else can we offer some great customer service, or do we have any other tips or questions in regards to jumping on the new website? There are some really fantastic tools. If you haven't had an opportunity, I know there's a couple that said that they haven't really played with them much, but there are some really fantastic tools that we can use. Keep watching your My Business for all the latest information and tools that we can use and that we have access to. That's something that I have found very valuable. Shackley has done a great job, again, of keeping us up to date with new product launches, right? So even with all this other stuff going on, we have a brand new mascara, which is super fun. And I'll just bring Teresa on real quick. Her and I had a quick conversation, and she was making some phone calls last week, reaching out to her customers, and she had a fun little tagline she was using. Teresa, do you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. So, a lot of times we get voicemail messages, or even if I talk to somebody, but if I get a voicemail, I'm saying, you know, hi, Jackie, just curious, how are you loving your lash look? If your lashes are not performing the way you would like them to, definitely give me a call. I'd love to give you the scoop on the new Shackley mascara. And based on how long I leave a message, I may say this other piece. One of the things I really love is that it comes off so easily with just soap and water off your lashes. you know, give me a call, give me the scoop, I can give you the scoop, something like that. And, but I'm saying, how are you liking your lash look? You got to practice it a couple times. It's sort of hard to say, like a tongue twister. But it's getting, it's different. It's a different message to leave your customers, and they're calling back because they're like, what is this? What's this lash look that you're talking about? So I like to do things like that that just draw their attention that are a little different than a basic follow-up call. So that's what I'm doing right now. And it's
super
working
fun.
Well. Yeah, definitely.
And that's great customer service without just saying, guess what, we have a new product, which is fine, too. That's certainly fine. But if you did that every time Shackley had a new product, we kind of get products often. But this is really kind of different, right? We haven't ever had mascara that I can think of. Did we have in the minerals line? I don't remember. Maybe we did. But regardless, for most of our customers, they didn't know that we used to have makeup years ago. So this is super fun, right? Something new. And I love your quick little tagline that you have with it.
Yeah, because what happens is, at least for me, and I'm sure for many of you, you know, it takes them a few days to make callbacks or think about it, or some of them don't call back at all and they just go in and order. So it's amazing when you're making sure you're doing your phone calls consistently. And even if you haven't been consistent, your customers are not going to know that you haven't been consistent. So just keep calling them, you know, start calling. But I will get orders, probably some within that day, but within 2 days, I will get orders coming. So if you're consistently calling customers, letting them know what's happening, what's going on, you will be getting orders every single day. That's the idea, right? But, you know, they haven't had a chance to check out in a lot of cases. Yes, I have them on Facebook, and yes, they're getting emails from Shackley and mailers and all of those things from me, but they still don't know. You know, it takes about 7 touches. So if you're not calling them to check in and leave little reminders, they don't find out. That's my public service announcement for today.
That is a great reminder. It's kind of astonishing how many times people need to see, hear, feel, touch, right? All the different ways we can try to educate our customers. It typically takes about 7 times before they go, oh, I know where to get that. I know how to get that. I know that I like it or want to try it, right? It's kind of amazing. But that goes back to the customer service. That is why we need to make sure that we're on top of phone calls and emails and thank you notes. Like Jackie said, I love that you're sending out thank you notes, and that's something that I've done for my entire career for every order for the month. You know, sometimes people place a couple, so I don't send more than one thank you note if they've placed a couple orders in 1 month. But every single month they get a thank you card from me, or sometimes an email, sometimes a phone call, but regardless, they get some type of a thank you from me, letting them know that I truly appreciate them. I found some fun sunglass-type things that were paper for Valentine's and sent those the first half of the month. Everyone, you know, got those. So I like to base it around kind of a theme of the month, if I can. It makes it easier to find things and just kind of fun celebrating the different events throughout the year. But either way, make sure that you're reaching out to your customers some way, whether they purchased already or if they haven't had an opportunity to navigate the website. You know, make sure that you're listening to your customers, communicating with them, acting quickly, reaching out if, you know, before there's a problem, if possible. Maybe send a mass email to all of your customers letting them know that there's a new website and you'd love their feedback on it. Asking for feedback. Sometimes it's hard to hear, but it's really the best way to make changes. And then sell the solution, right? As we've heard from the handful of people that have shared, as soon as the customer realizes that there's a solution or that you're going to be able to take care of it or Shackley can take care of it, they're very much at ease. And I can't tell you, people are so thankful. It's super sweet. Like I've just gone in and maybe updated an email or, you know, made a phone call, and people are over the moon excited. It's just kind of funny. It's super simple, but that's all they really needed, even if they were a little bit upset before. So make sure that we're doing that follow-up. All right. Well, have a great Shackley day and a great Shackley week. I have us just after 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your thoughts and tips. Don't forget to chime in on that 12 noon Zoom conference call if you can. And even I love that Jackie mentioned, you know, even if you can't visit through the whole thing, maybe just get on there and kind of hear a little bit about the topics and share some of your thoughts. The more of us who do that, we're able to really make a difference. So And
thank
Denise, you for
can
being
I
with
add
us.
One more
yes,
thing.
Yes, please.
We have a team conference call today, too, just so everybody remembers, that's going over the incentive trips.
Maybe that's
so
the one that's at noon.
Is it? Oh,
that's
okay.
The Zoom. Yeah, so we do have a we do have a team call.
Good.
I apologize. We have a team call at noon. Team Zoom at noon.
No
so,
worries.
Yeah, jump
I
on that.
The other one, so thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. All right, have a great week. We'll be here same time, same place next week. We look forward to chatting again. Take care, everyone.